On RN and online, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
G'day, great to be with you on RN Summer. As we head into the heartland of Americana music, the Appalachian Mountains in southwest Virginia, where old-time religion, flatfoot dancing, and mountain music come together in a cool young duo called the White Top Mountaineers. We'll meet Martha Spencer and Jackson Cunningham very soon, a long way from their home in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the cradle of old-time country music where banjos, fiddles and harmony vocals can be heard in churches, dance halls and living rooms. Blast of pure air mountain music from the White Top Mountaineers off their recent album Go Away With Me, with songwriter Martha Spencer on banjo and vocals and Jackson Cunningham guitar and vocals, and Martha's father Thornton Spencer joining in on fiddle. Now, like a lot of Appalachian music, it's a family affair with generations of music making in their blood. Martha Spencer grew up on White Top Mountain in southwest Virginia, where her uncle, Albert Hash, was a renowned fiddler, and where her parents lead the well-known White Top Mountain Band. Martha herself plays fiddle, banjo, guitar, bass, dulcimer, and sings, and she specialises in Appalachian flatfoot dancing. Jackson Cunningham also grew up in a musical family in southern Oregon before moving to Virginia, where he met Martha, and they formed the White Top Mountaineers a few years ago. Jackson's instruments include the guitar, mandolin, harmonica, and the five-string banjo, as well as singing lead and harmony parts. Martha and Jackson live on what they call the most crooked part of the Crooked Road. Now, that is a real road, part of Highway 58 in southwest Virginia, and considered America's richest breeding ground for traditional music. Well, the White Top Mountaineers are currently on tour in Australia, but I caught up with Martha and Jackson in 2014, relaxing outdoors at the Woodford Folk Festival in Queensland, trying to keep their instruments out of the hot sun and in tune. Well, Martha Spencer and Jackson Cunningham, the White Top Mountaineers, welcome to the Rhythm Divine. Welcome to the Woodford Folk Festival.
Thank you. Enjoy being here. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about home. White Top, Virginia, in the mountains. I'm sure most people aren't too familiar with the area. Can you maybe give us a picture of what home's like?
Yes, White Top's kind of a rural area. We're just out in the country. It's kind of a lot of wilderness area, and it's White Top and Mount Rogers are the two highest mountains in Virginia, and we're right on the North Carolina-Tennessee border, and it's a part of the Blue Ridge mountain range, and it's a real pretty area. We live on there's actually a Pacific area called the Crooked Road, and it's a windy kind of road that runs through the mountains, and along through there, there's tons of music that goes on, you know, every day of the week, a lot on the weekends, you know, every week, you know, pretty much you can go to a jam session or a fiddler's convention, festivals, dance halls, you know, shows, a lot of cool venues where we're at, and music's a big part of life where we're at.
I'm happy to hear that, because I sometimes wonder whether the influence of the internet and TV means that folks aren't making music the way they used to, but it sounds like it's still going.
Yeah, it's a big part of life where we're at. Like I said, you know, we perform on the stage, but if we weren't performing, you know, it's something that people, there's so many musicians and dancers back home, it just something that's passed on from a lot of generations, so your grandfolks or just people in the community that play, and you know, and folks who don't even play out, say they're great musicians like champion guitar players who carry the mail or make instruments. It's just a big part of who we are in the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, you mentioned the Appalachian Mountains, and that's one of the buzzwords at the moment, to play Appalachian music. What would you describe Appalachian music as being, Jackson?
Well, I guess traditional mountain music is just, you know, a lot of it's just, you know, banjo, fiddle, guitar, you know, a lot of fiddle tunes and banjo tunes and harmonies and a lot of singing, stuff like that.
Well, you've got the banjo and the guitar. Could we hear a style that you might consider to be Appalachian?
Sure. This is a, would you like to try, you want to do a little bit of the gospel ship?
Okay, we can do that.
And this is one that's a Carter family tune, and the Carter family was a big, I guess, influence in Appalachian music. They're not too far from where we live, actually, their whole family. They have a vineyard called the Carter Family Fold, and this is one of their songs that we do, called the Gospel Ship.
That's just beautiful. That's I've put you on the spot. You've come up trumps. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Now, the gospel ship. Gospel, of course, is a big part of the Appalachian heritage. How important is it to you?
You know, religion's gospel music is a big part. We always do some gospel songs on our sets, and I kind of grew up learning a lot of gospel music, you know, like a lot of songs. I guess we live in the Bible Belt, you say, in the Appalachian Mountains, so it's a big part of what you grow up with, and I always like a lot of the great old songs, and a lot of the messages behind them are important too, you know. And yeah, I grew up just listening to a lot of gospel songs, and Baptist churches are kind of pretty, a lot of them in our area and stuff like that. So I grew up kind of learning a lot of them songs and that sort of thing, yeah.
How does the gospel music fit within the church services? Do they play it as part of service, or is it just something that you might do outside of church?
No, there's usually always singing in churches. Some have instruments, and some, like say, some of the primitive, which not where I would have went, but you know, they would sometimes just sing, or like lining out, like, you know, I don't know if you know Ralph Stanley, or in his area, they're not too far from us. He goes to a Primitive Baptist church, and we know the feller who's the minister there, and he always will line out a song like Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Song, and then everybody will follow in and sing that. But yeah, so the music's a big part, you know, always singing before, and then, you know, at any type of even funerals or whatever, it's just a big part of a lot of singing.
I guess sacred harp music must be strong in the area as well.
Yes, I mean, there's some shape note singing and things like that as well in our area, but not as much, say, like, I guess a lot of the songs we did were maybe more of just like songs like, you know, I'll Fly Away, Will Circle Be Unbroken, songs like that, Victory in Jesus, things like that were big songs. Maybe not, I mean, I didn't grow up doing as much of the shape note singing, but it is in the area.
Trials, troubles, tribulations, such as never been before. When the angels pour upon us, their light will shine forevermore. When the fires come down from heaven, and the blood shall fill the sea, I'll be carried home by Jesus.
One of the most famous Appalachian gospel songs ever written by the Virginian country gospel legend Astell Ball, based on the book of Revelation, Trials, Troubles, Tribulations. From the 2010 album Go Away With Me, music from Virginia's Hills and Hollers by the Whitetop Mountaineers, Martha Spencer and Jackson Cunningham, our guests today on The Rhythm Divine, on RN Summer, Radio Australia and online.
Years ago you find me there in overalls without a care, shooting marbles in the cinders along the rail. And every Saturday at one.
Now this is real roots music born out of hardship, and the source for what we know as country music and bluegrass today. And at its heart is church music, Southern revivalist and Pentecostal hymns and gospel tunes, all mixed up with Appalachian ballads, fiddle breakdowns and dance hall tunes.
Oh, oh, Virginia creeper line, I'd like to hear your whistle one more time. They say the train's too slow. They shut her down and pulled up all the tracks.
Now, your albums, you've got, I think, three albums so far. You've got a new one out called Virginia Carolina. Tell us about that. What is on that? What sort of music?
Well, it's got a lot of vocal duets on that one. I mean, I've got a few original songs that I've written on there and a lot of good old traditional numbers, you know, old ballads or some Carter family stuff. And Virginia Carolina, we live right on the North Carolina border, so there's actually a song called Virginia Creeper Line that a friend of ours wrote, and it's about an old train. There's actually the Virginia Creeper Trail that runs up near where we live. A lot of folks hike the Appalachian Trail, and it runs right through where we live, but it used to be an old rail line, and so it's kind of a song about the old railroad and how things were back in those days. And
well, we've mentioned gospel, but what are some of the other traditional musical styles that you draw on?
Country music, I don't know, I guess there's some blues in there on some of the songs. The fiddling, you know, there's a lot of contests back home where people get together and they have contests with banjo picking and fiddling. We do a lot of that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like I said, like the fiddle dance music, because I'm a dancer as well, and so I grew up going to dances with my parents. My dad's a fiddler, so my mom's a banjo picker. So there's a lot of dance music, you know, fiddle. And then, you know, listening to a lot of old country music like George Jones, I always loved him. And folks like that, a lot of Hank Williams, people like that. That would be our main, you know, stuff we draw from, country, western type thing, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the banjo, and you've got a banjo there, Martha. It's a beautiful banjo. Maybe you could tell us a bit about it and how you actually play the banjo.
Okay. Yeah, I play what you call the old-time clawhammer style, which is a downward picking style. It's a style, again, I learned from my mom, and she learned from a lot of older folks in our community, too. It's kind of a little different style. Like, some people are used to, like, the where you pick up with picks. This is a downward style. I'm using the back of my fingernail and my thumb. And it's a really kind of a rhythmic kind of dance rhythm, where I kind of do what you call the drop thumb style, which is where you kind of drop your thumb down to that rhythm. And I could play just a little bit of a tune for you. You can get an idea more, I guess, by listening. But and this is a Bart Ryder banjo. Jackson, it's like a white lady style. It's an open back. A lot of folks play that more with old timey style. It doesn't have, say, the resonator like some. And it's got a white lady tone ring. And Jackson, I could tell you in a minute, he makes fiddles and banjos and guitars. But I'll play you a tune first.
Was that Martha?
That's an old-time tune called Sally Ann.
As I said, this style of music, particularly Appalachian style, is so popular at the moment. Are you surprised by that? And what's your view on, say, city folk singing these songs?
It seems like it's been pretty popular ever since we've been here. You know, like, we've been here six times, and our shows are pretty well attended, and people seem to like it quite a bit. And we meet a lot of people who are learning the music who say they've just recently got into it and stuff, so... I think it's good. It's enjoyable for us to be able to come this far and have people enjoy this type of music and stuff. And so I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, when we travel, sometimes folks back home will say, oh, people, you know about, you know, mountain music all the way in Australia or whatever. But it does seem like over the past few years in the States and Australia and different countries that Appalachian music definitely has grown, you know, for somebody, because growing up with it, it's just what you know at home. But it seems like overall it is a interest in how many folks are playing a banjo or a fiddle now.
Yeah, banjo is really big. I think we played National Folk Festival a couple years ago, and I was surprised just about, I mean, it seemed like 60% of the bands had banjo in them, so it seems like it's really popular right now.
Which is good.
Banjo beards and waistcoats.
That's right.
Going down on the river, down on Jordan Stream, heard them children crying, Lord, Lord, I've been redeemed. Crying, them golden slippers I'm bound to wear, them golden slippers I'm bound.
Appalachian Gospel from the White Top Mountaineers, Poor Sinner, Fare Ye Well, a Southern revivalist hymn from the late 19th century, and it's from their 2010 album, Go Away With Me. And Martha Spencer and Jackson Cunningham were our guests from Southwest Virginia in the Appalachian Mountains, the heartland of Americana music. A really cool and gracious pair. They spoke to me back in 2014 at the Woodford Folk Festival, and were very popular headliners there again this year for the Rhythm Divine Sacred New Year concert. And they are still touring the country throughout January. I'll have details online, as well as some great photos of Martha and Jackson. Just head to the RN homepage and look for the Rhythm Divine, where you can also stream or download the program. Don't forget, you can access us via the ABC Radio app. Well, my thanks to all of you who came along to our recent Woodford concert and talks. It was great fun to see you all and to meet you. Next time, for RN Summer, 12 months after his death, we reveal how David Bowie's eclectic spiritual life informed his music, with tracks from albums like Hunky Dory and Ziggy Stardust, To Station and Black Star. But we'll finish with more Appalachian spirit and another duo. Singer and musician Emily Miller and her husband Jesse Mills, a finger-picking guitar player, fiddler and singer who was raised in the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, where they now live. And this is the title track to their album, Cherry River Line. I'm Jeff Wood, and that's The Rhythm Divine.
It's lonesome here, and it's lonesome all the time. Lonesome on that cherry river line. Got a gal on yonder's mountain beneath
she's a